Welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. 10 minutes going past 4 p.m. Conversation continues. Thanks for staying tuned. And in this hour, we're discussing allegations of humongous daylight bribery and corruption. Allegations that delegates that were to vote for candidates of political parties, or at least one major one, over the weekend, possibly at other times as well. I've been bribed, basically, is what we're discussing right now. Here's a story from Sahara Reporters, once again captioned, "Each delegate of opposition party, PDP, gets over $50,000 bribe as Atiku, Wike, others compete in corruption-ridden presidential primary." Former Vice President Atiku Abubakar, River State Governor Yusuf Wike, among other presidential aspirants of the PDP, are now in a battle of dollars, splash and delegates voting at today's crucial presidential primary in Abuja. By the way, story was published May 28. Sahara Reporters learned that each delegate at the special convention had been given over $50,000 bribe to sway their vote in favor of particular aspirants. No fewer than 811 delegates are expected to decide the fate of the PDP presidential aspirant in the ongoing convention. Top sources said on Saturday, Atiku Wike, former Senate President Bukola Saraki, and Sokoto State Governor Aminu Tambuwal were competing in the splash of thousands of dollars on the delegates, and it was only a matter of highest bidder. Quote, "Each of the PDP delegates has got $50,000 for now, and some names were mentioned and figures that they supposedly or allegedly gave out and may have given out were also listed as well." However, once again, it's important to know that these are allegations, as no relevant agency of government has come out to either indict anybody, any one individual or person, or even a political party for that matter. Also, you might know, or you might be interested to know, the EFCC were also on the ground, the PDP's primaries. Why we stormed PDP presidential primary venue, EFCC? The EFCC said its operatives stormed the ongoing presidential primary elections of the PDP at the Moshood Kashimawo Abiola National Stadium in Abuja to monitor delegate inducement and financial malpractices. Wilson Awojaren, the agency's spokesperson, said, quote, "Our operatives are at the ongoing PDP presidential primary to monitor the exercise and most especially to check delegate inducement and other financial malpractices." Let's talk about this for a bit. And once again, there is it's also alleged that not only the PDP is accused of this, but not only the aspirants of the PDP are accused of this, or PDP members for that matter, or PDP delegates, it's also alleged that other political parties are engaged in similar actions or similar acts as well. That you also have delegates of other political parties being bribed to vote for particular aspirants in the hope that they will become candidates of their parties. Stories arrive from all over the country, north, south, east, west, of even other primaries, governorship primaries, state legislature, national legislature primaries, of how delegates are being bribed left, right, center. So we're going to be talking about this development and what it means for our polity. Yes, indeed. I'm asking you, how does the alleged bribery of party delegates during primaries affect the electoral process and governance? And you can join the conversation. I'll also be having a guest join me in the studio, Professor Kenneth Nweke. He's a professor of politics and governance at the Ignatius Adjuri University of Education. He'll be joining me for the conversation. But my guest will be joining me shortly. I gather he's close by already. Let's start with you. I'd like to get your take on this. The question once again, how does the alleged bribery of party delegates during primaries affect the electoral process and governance? Now, you can join. The lines are open right now. Also, we are live on Facebook at Nigerians for PH, live on Twitter at Nigerians for PH. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0007. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Now, you're very welcome to join the conversation, but it's instructive that you note this very important condition. You cannot level direct allegations at a person because, once again, you are not a relevant authority. Have you heard? Is it alleged? That's fine. But you cannot directly accuse a person of having paid this because I'm quite certain you probably cannot substantiate the allegation in the course of this program. All right, so desist from doing that and we will have a good conversation, I suppose. All right. Once again, my guest, Professor Nweke, will join me shortly. But let's hear from you for the moment. I've got a Progress from Italy on the line. Progress, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Dayo. The question is simple. How does this bribery thing affect the electoral process? Am I right?
And governance, yes.
Yes. The truth is that these people that are voted by the so-called people who have collected something, I just want to use that word.
Mm.
The person that emerged from this process is definitely the person that Nigerians will have to vote for. The reason is that there is no other option, not even one, that is left for us. Because those people that are to be in the ballot are product of this system. However, I would want to say that
Progress.
Sahara Reporter would have been very, very certain. And then the EFCC would have also made one or two arrests to actually confirm.
Okay, Progress. As far as options are concerned, I mean, don't you think that there are political parties, or there might be, even if it were one or two or three, who did not have this scenario where delegates were being bribed to elect candidates? You don't think so?
There could be.
Okay.
But you know that where the water flows fast is where the fish will go. This is the biggest bigger political party, and definitely people will want to float on their platform.
Which water are you referring to?
Take a moment to listen to me because I'm trying to ask you a question. I'm sure that
Progress, great to hear from you, but we can only have a conversation if you listen to the question I'm asking you. And Andy from Abuja, call back if you can, please. Once again, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. Once again, we're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. And the question that I'm asking once again, what impact do you think? Do you think it has any impact or any effect? What impact might these allegations of bribing of party delegates have on the electoral process and governance as well? Does it have any impact at all? Now, Progress was talking about how the results of these processes, of this bribery, alleged bribery and corruption, is the candidates that emerge from this alleged bribery and corruption processes are the ones who are going to win the elections eventually. Once again, and the point I was making to him was, as far as options go, I think once again INEC has announced that there are, I think, about 16 or 18 parties taking part in the elections. And, well, I don't know if it took place in all the parties, but I haven't heard that all the other parties also had similar experiences as well. So, if you're looking for an option where there is no allegation or confirmed cases of bribery and corruption, there might be that option available. Christian from Wimpy, you're welcome. Please go on.
Daya, good afternoon.
All right, go ahead.
Good evening, sorry. Well, the process of bribing delegates to vote for a particular aspirant is a very, very solid situation, because it will end up presenting for Nigerians in the general elections the only, wealthy aspirants, those who could buy their way to the ticket. Might not really be the best or maybe the best candidate for us.
but we end up having only them to vote for in the general election.
Once again, as I told the previous caller, there could be parties whose candidates emerged without delegates being bribed.
And I know that most of these other parties don't have the structure to win elections.
You and I may not know what to think, you know. And what structure are you referring to?
The grassroots presence. If it's just that maybe some of us are enlightened, you know, some of these political parties. If you go down in the villages or most of the electorates, they only know about only two parties. Some of these other parties you're talking about, they don't have even the human resources to enlighten the electorate properly. That's the problem.
But in those villages and rural areas, they have radio sets also, don't they?
I didn't get that. Say what?
I said in those rural areas and villages, they have radio sets, don't they?
They do.
Exactly. They listen to radio. They hear discussions. They hear talk about responsible voting. They hear about being a responsible citizen. They hear about don't collect rice for your votes. They hear about those things.
They do hear all these things. But, Mr. Dyer, you and I know also that most persons, they don't have the mind of their own. They are waiting for Chief this or Chief that to come and tell them that this is the best candidate, this party is this. Let's vote for this person because of this or because of that. So some of these parties, they don't have these resources.
I think that's just a simple way of shelving responsibility. Everybody has a mind of their own. The question is, do you want to use that mind, or do you want to surrender it to somebody else?
That's just most of them are just free flowing. That's why you see in some areas you see kind of block votes coming for. To a particular candidate because they've done what one particular chief or one particular person asked them to do, and they do it. That's just a problem.
All right, Christian, great to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution. Osaro from Rumulimini, you're welcome. Go on.
Very good evening.
All right, go ahead.
Good evening, Paul. I greet you, sir.
Go ahead, please.
All right. Now, I, in as much as I wouldn't want to, you know, go by the word bribery, I know in politics there is a lobbying. However you put it, it is the same thing. And whether there is lobbying, there is money exchanging hand or not, the delegates will definitely vote who they want to vote. But there is one thing we need to put into consideration. Somebody came and did a job for you and you tell him thank you is better than somebody that did a job and you didn't tell him anything. And if you keep that person comfortable and you say, oh, thank you for coming, you give him a good hotel, it's even better than, you know, just saying thank you.
So, what you're saying for you is these allegations of bribery, even if they did take place.
Yes,
no, hold on. Can I finish my statement? So, what you're saying is that even if it happened as described, for you it's not bad. It's just saying thank you to them.
Dario, it is the practice. It is lobbying. Everybody would want to go the direction that would favor them. And that
still
is more beneficial.
Sarah, good to hear from you. Commercial break. We'll be right back in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Heart of Factor Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dyer. 29 minutes to go before 5 o'clock. A conversation continues. And thanks for staying tuned. So discussing allegations that delegates of political parties, or at least one party in the country, were bribed to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars to vote for candidates, or at that time aspirants, who were vying for the candidature of the tickets of political party as preparations are in top gear for next year's general elections. I'm asking you, how does the alleged bribery of party delegates during these primaries affect the electoral process and governance? Well, my guest is Professor Kenneth Nweke, Professor of Politics and Governance at the Ignatius Ajuri University of Education. Hopefully, you join me shortly in the studio. But for the moment, he joins me via phone. Professor Nweke, hello, you're welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you, Dario.
All right, let's get the conversation going now. By the way, we're live on Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Professor Nweke, let's start with some review of our electoral process or our election process. How does our candidates' election process compare with other democracies? And we'll get to some of the anomalies in a moment, or the allegations making the rounds of bribery and all that. But let's explore the process first. This process of primaries, as we have in the various political parties, evolving or leading to candidates, which then take part in the elections, comparing our system, our process, to what plays out in other democracies of the world. How does our process compare?
It's laughable. You see, when you talk about our electoral process, how ours compares with what obtains in other advanced democracies, you find that we are down the ladder, not anywhere to be found. I mean, when you talk about a process that should enthrone democracy, what democracy actually entails. Of course, you won't hear ordinarily this kind of bribery of delegates.
No, just to be clear, Professor Nweke, I'm not talking about the anomalies or the accusation to allegations again, or rather at this time. We'll get to that shortly. But I'm asking about the process itself. I mean, the process can be good, but the process can then be corrupted. So let's look at the process first. How does our process compare to the process employed in other democracies? Is something intrinsically wrong with our process? Or is our process, does it measure up with the processes in other democracies?
No, that's exactly okay. What I'm saying, of course, we have various modes of election in Nigeria, as contained in the Gundam and the extant laws like the 2022 Electoral Act, which includes indirect and direct primaries, as well as consensus. Of course, all of those also obtain in other democracies the world over. But the where we have the difference is the manner in which these modes that we to adopt is operated, the manner in which we operate these modes of election. And so, and then the individuals that are also engaged in these forms of election. And so that's our own challenge, or that makes the difference, if you ask me, you know, as compared to what obtains in other advanced democracies. But ordinarily, when you talk about indirect modes of election, there is nothing wrong in that, because it also obtains in other advanced democracies, where the electorate or members of political parties, rather, elect those who should represent them in a kind of electoral college. And then those, in turn, would elect those flag bearers. This particular mode of election, you know, obtains in other advanced democracies, including the United States of America. But you hardly would hear, you know, the kind of things that you find in Nigeria and all that. And so, it like you asked, yes, The answer is yes, that what obtains here in terms of most of elections or primary elections also, you know, obtains in advanced democracy, but with differences in terms of implementation, with differences in terms of individuals that also are involved in these elections.
So let's talk about these anomalies that's been reported, the allegations of bribing of party delegates. Is that something that's to be expected? Is it a part of the process? Is that an integral part of it? I mean, before joining you via phone, or before connecting with you via phone, a previous caller on the matter on the show just a while ago said this, suggested there's nothing wrong with it, and it's just a way of appreciating the delegates and making them feel comfortable. So, is it expected to be a part of the process, making them feel comfortable, appreciating them for their efforts or a job well done, whatever that job is, by giving them or finding them something?
Are you asking in terms of comparison or what?
No, I'm not. We're not comparing any longer. We're just reviewing or considering what has been alleged to have taken place in our process. Yes. What takes place in our process? Is it expected?
Okay.
Is it a part of the process? Or is it an anomaly?
Of course. Ordinarily, when political parties, you know, conduct their primary, and they have members of political parties who are the delegates, so-called delegates, who expected to come in to vote candidates of
their choice. Okay, Prof, just a moment, Prof. Let's take a short breather and we'll continue the conversation.
All right, thanks.
All right, stick around. We'll be right back in a bit. Welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned. My guest, the Professor Nweke, has joined me today. Prof, you're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, to the question I asked you earlier on about... we've discussed, you explained a while ago, that there's nothing really wrong with the processes we've adopted. You have similar processes adopted in other, even more advanced democracies. Pardon me. However, our practice of those processes here, with the allegations of bribery and corruption and all of the inducement of party delegates, is that expected to be a part of the process as well? And I was referencing the previous caller who suggested that it is simply appreciating these persons for a job well done and helping them feel comfortable. As a matter of fact, he suggested the word bribery should not be used, but rather lobbying, and that's the more appropriate term. So is that a part of the process, or is it an anomaly?
No, given delegates' money, that's by the political parties, ought to be part of the process. For instance, delegates that were elected by the political parties, who ordinarily should go for such elections, primary elections. Of course, the party has a responsibility to give this one some stipends, so to say, that would enable them for logistics, transport, and the rest of them probably feeding and all that. But it is not, it becomes an anomaly if candidates that are running the elections get involved in disbursing these so-called stipends, if they are stipends. Stipends should be able to, you know, something that enables you to pay transport, you know, something that enables you to take care of some kind of feeding, you know, refreshment and all that, but not for candidates to get involved, you know, in doing that. And so when candidates get involved in doing that, then it becomes an anomaly. But if political parties do that for their delegates who, you know, they are custodians, so to say, so there's nothing wrong about that. But what is wrong is when candidates are involved in giving out some kind of money.
Does it have any impact on the electoral process? Because once again, even the party primaries are only a part of the process, culminating in proper general elections where winners would then emerge and fill the various elected positions on offer. Does it in any way, that's this anomaly, you know, as you described it, and delegates or candidates, aspirants, pardon me, giving delegates monies in the form of bribes, does it affect the electoral process? And consequently, does it have any impact on governance as well?
Of course, it does to a large extent, not just an extent. Of course, if political parties ordinarily, you know, disburse some stipends that enable their the delegates to come and go. Of course, that will not be a challenge because, of course, a political party should take such responsibilities and it shouldn't be an anomaly ordinarily. Of course, but what you find today in today's politics is that, of course, when you have delegates, these delegates are what I call visually impaired, you know, politically visually impaired, so to say, because they can't see. They can't see. They can only see through the eyes of their political leaders, who, of course, it's only their political leaders who have two clear eyes to see the direction where they want to go. And so the delegates are just visually impaired. And so they tend to see only through the eyes of their political leaders. And in doing so, of course, in the first place, before you become a delegate, you need to have a buy-in of your leader. Of course, that means you must identify, you must be a loyal party member, okay? And so in being a loyal party member, it means that you ought to do the bidding of your leader. And in doing the bidding of your party, in doing the bidding of your leader, it means that you have no, you know, choice of your own. Your leader's choice is your choice. And so that's what democracy has taken us to in this part of the world. And again, like I said, that it is not as if these things are not experienced in other parts of the world. But the manner in which, of course, ordinarily, if you take delegates to in elections, they should be able to make their choices of candidates they want to vote. But of course, before you like I said, the process that usually throw these ones up, it is one that is fraught with a lot of uncertainties, irregularities, and all that. And so, of course, when something is faulty, when a foundation is faulty, then the result becomes what? Faulty as well. And so, the result we are talking about now is governance, right? Yeah, the process that enthrones these ones in terms of bringing up these ones or electing them, and then these ones going to primary election ground to vote, only to line up by their leaders who only have eyes to see rather than their the delegates. And so whatever is the interest of their leaders, of course, becomes the interest of the delegates. And so in politics, personal interest, you know, takes precedence. What a politician tells you is a group interest. Is not a group interest. Never a group interest. It's first personal interest of that politician or that political leader. And so that political leader makes you believe that he is seeing better than you are seeing, and he knows the direction he's taking you to. Of course, when they do that, they make you believe that where they want to take you to is about group interest. But first is their interest, never their group interest. And that place they are taking you to may not land you on the path of good governance for the generality of the people.
How about this argument bribing delegates, as anomalous as it might be, has become more or less a part of our political culture in Nigeria? And there might be those aspirants, even belonging to some of these parties that might engage in such malpractices. There might be some aspirants in those political parties who may not want to get involved in these anomalies or in the practice or culture of bribing delegates. And reportedly, I saw interviews this morning on different national TVs where some of the aspirants said they did not give anybody a dime, and they would say publicly on TV anywhere and everywhere they did not and would never do so. And that might explain why they didn't win the tickets of their parties for the various positions, different positions they were contesting. That said, there is an argument that even if you want to change the process, even if you have this altruistic intention and you want to do the right thing, you cannot do it from without. You have to get in first. So, bribe your way through, raise the money, pay the delegates, secure their votes, get the candidacy, get a party's ticket, win the election, possibly bribe your way into the position as well, win it, and then you can change the process from within. Does that argument hold any water?
What can you change when the process that enthroned you is already faulty? So what else can you offer? Of course, it's that same way, that same process all the way. There's something that you must understand. It is not also about bribing delegates. You see, I have told you here that in Nigeria, because of the indirect election mode that we have, now that delegates are elected, delegates go to vote. Delegates don't just walk on their own to go and vote. They queue behind their leaders. And again, when you talk about bribery, if there's any bribery at all, it will be through their leaders. Or if there's any stipends that are given, it will be through their leaders. Of course, again, beyond the stipends, it's not longer stipends, because what you hear today, allegedly, no longer what should constitute stipends. So, but this, it has transcended beyond, being tagged stipends to bribery. Ordinarily, like I said, if political parties do this and they have a way of doing this, then it's no problem. But today, when you have political leaders who go negotiate, and again, it goes beyond money, because in Nigeria, there are people who ought to win elections. If you talk about winning elections, they have everything that they can buy human beings, but it's not about even money. It's about the interest of the political leaders. It's about, what they consider paramount. They can still collect the money from you and yet maybe unable to deliver you. It's not about money here in Nigeria. Because if you allow the electorate the way they are, just like what happened in the King's Assembly the other day, you see that there is poverty in the land. And where people, when once they hear of anything to be distributed, they run. So it is in politics. Any little thing that will give, an average Nigerian, little thing that will be disbursed from political gathering and all that, they are interested, they will go. Even if it's 1 naira, they will go. But when they have leaders that are taking them to such places, of course, majority of them tend to, obey their leaders. But some will go out of their way. Because even in such elections, of course, people tend to gather, they ordinarily gather in a place. Of course, the leaders will tell them where to go. And so, whatever you are passing through must be through their leaders. And again, like I said, you may pay their leaders, you may pay them through their leaders as much as you want to pay. Of course, whatever that is given to them is what they take. Okay? Especially if it is in an organized one. But when it's not organized, well organized, the delegates are on their own. They can collect anything and yet vote what they want to vote. So it goes beyond what they take in influencing who becomes elected at the end of the day. Okay. It's about the interest of those who are their leaders and not necessarily what they take home.
Maybe conclusively, we are pressed for time right now, but there appears to be a feeling of consignment as well from the electorate, that they don't have much of a choice. They still have to vote in this person to have undergone this process, who have emerged through these processes, and they still have to vote them into office anyway. And just a while ago, I had a conversation with a caller saying there are at least about 16 or 18 parties taking part in these elections. Why are you focused on this one or two or three or four who are alleged or said to have been involved in these malpractices? What do you think is responsible for that feeling of resignment that we don't have any other choice but these fellows who are the results or the products of these faulty processes?
Of course, if you are not there, if you are not a member of political
party... Go ahead, please.
If you are not a member of a political party, and even if you are a member of a political party, if you are not involved in this delegate system, in an indirect mode of election, where you get in there, of course, you won't know all that goes on. You won't know all that goes on, and can't also see how the processes that we are in Port Harcourt, and then elections are going on in Abuja. So how would you know what has transpired? And then I was listening to a call. I said the ESCC stormed that place. What would they see? Those transactions, if at all, are they gone? They may have gone long. In fact, 1 week ago, long time ago. Through their leaders. They don't necessarily need to come to the ground to begin to distribute what? Distribute what? There are better organized manners of distributing some of these things. But the point we are making here is that it is an anomaly to attempt to bribe voters. But again, that when you have a process like that that is faulty, of course, the electorate who are there, who are neither members of these political parties, are constrained. They do not even know what's transpired, even when they're here. What else? Even in this country here, we are hearing of people who are spending, hard-earned resources in getting to where they want to get to. Has he made anyone of us to begin to ask critical questions, to interrogate them? Oh, no, we are hailing them.
91.3 Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. And not to wrap on the conversation at this time, thanks to my guest, Professor Kenneth Nweke.